Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Democrats lay out impeachment case.
President Trump was plotting a cover-up.
President fires back.
It's a hoax.
Weinstein trial opens.
The prosecution says this is a pattern of predatory activity.
Coronavirus in the U.S.
We have a very comprehensive approach to respond to this.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. It was almost 2 in the morning when the U.S. Senate called it quits.
The Senate is adjourned.
After a day of partisan battling over the rules for President Trump's impeachment trial in Switzerland this morning, Mr. Trump delivered a blistering review.
They had no case. It's all a hoax. It's a con job, like Schiff. He's a corrupt politician.
Well, CBS's Chip Reed says Democrats got a chance to lay out their case as Republicans fought off efforts to subpoena documents.
They will not permit the American people to hear from the witnesses. And they lie. And lie and lie and lie.
Closing in on 1 a.m., House impeachment manager Jerry Nadler blasted the president's lawyers.
Executive privilege is a shield, not a sword. It cannot be used to block a witness who is willing to testify. It's embarrassing the president's counsels would talk about this today.
The defense shot back.
The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you for the way you've addressed this body.
That exchange drew a rare rebuke from Chief Justice John Roberts.
I do think those addressing the Senate should remember where they are.
The call for civility came after 13 hours of debate.
President Trump's complete and total obstruction makes Richard Nixon look like a choir boy.
The president has done absolutely nothing wrong.
Democrats say it is crucial to hear from witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
We are ready to call our witnesses. The question is, will you let us?
But the White House counsel says they had their chance.
They ask you to do something that they refuse to do for themselves and then accuse you of a cover-up when you don't do it.
In the end, the Senate's Republican majority blocked all 11 Democratic amendments to subpoena White House officials and other agencies for documents. And the rules passed with two handwritten concessions Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell made early on. First, that each side's opening arguments would be spread over 3 days instead of 2. And second, the House's evidence would be automatically entered into the record.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. In Davos, Switzerland, where he's wrapped up meetings at the World Economic Forum, the president said he'd caught glimpses of the Senate floor action.
They talked about their tremendous case and it's all done. They're a tremendous case. They had no case. It's all a hoax.
He says he'll leave the question of witness testimony to the Senate. But Mr. Trump indicated he'd seek to block the testimony of current and former top advisors, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
The problem with John is that it's a national security problem.
The president said he was very impressed with the performance of his White House counsel. He was asked if he'd take the option of attending the trial in person.
I'd love to go. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be beautiful? I don't know. I'd sort of love to sit right in the front row and stare at their corrupt faces. I'd love to do it.
Well, now to New York. CBS's Matt Piper says the sex assault trial of disgraced Hollywood kingpin Harvey Weinstein is set to open.
This trial involves two women. He's charged with raping one in 2013 and forcibly performing a sex act on another in 2006. He has maintained that any sexual activity was consensual. There's no telling how long opening statements may last, but his attorneys claim they have dozens and dozens of emails they were hoping to use that they say will discredit witnesses that will be called over the course of the trial.
Well, the first case of a deadly virus has now turned up in the U.S. A man who traveled to Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus that's blamed for 9 deaths originated, is now quarantined at a hospital in Washington State. CBS's Carter Evans on some of the health precautions now being taken.
Major airports in Atlanta and Chicago will be added as screening centers for passengers arriving from Wuhan. Dr. Nancy Messonnier of the CDC says that even following the first confirmed U.S. case, the global health community is confident the overall risk to the public is low.
Anytime there's emergence of a new disease, it's concerning. But in this particular situation, we've been very proactive in putting in place measures to help protect the American public.
Hillary Clinton tweets she'll do whatever she can to support the Democratic presidential nominee. She expressed some doubt about that in a new documentary, If That Nominee Was Bernie Sanders. She said of Sanders, nobody likes him, nobody wants to work with him. There's a new claim that Saudi Arabia hacked the phone of Amazon's Jeff Bezos, the man who owns the Washington Post.
Two UN officials say there is enough forensic evidence of the hack to justify investigations by both the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. But any Saudi probe would have to be ordered by the man most implicated, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He has denied any such involvement, as he did involvement in the 2018 murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The full UN report is due in June. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Well, Toyota's recalling more than 3 million vehicles worldwide because of an electronic defect that can prevent airbags from inflating in a crash. This includes late model Corollas and Avalons. There are new allegations in the backstage scandal at the highest levels of the Recording Academy. CBS's Bud Mishkin.
Ousted Grammy Award CEO Deborah Dugan is alleging that she was removed last week after complaining about sexual harassment, pay disparities, and calling out conflicts of interest in the nominating process. Attorneys for Dugan filed the complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The Recording Academy responded with a statement alleging that Dugan didn't raise these allegations until after legal claims were made against her for creating a, quote, toxic and intolerable work environment.
Well, Derek Jeter went to work for 2 decades in pinstripes. Now the New York Yankees shortstop is headed to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
This is the highest honor that can be given to any individual that plays this game, and, you know, I was speechless.
Jeter, a first ballot Hall of Famer on the MLB Network. National League slugger Larry Walker narrowly made it in two in his final year on the ballot. There's word just in that Monty Python star Terry Jones has died.
Now you listen here. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy.
That scene from the film Life of Brian. Jones was 77. He had suffered from dementia. Impeachment in the digital era. Do some lawmakers need a slap on the wrist?
According to the rules of decorum for the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, the senator jurors can't use phones or electronic devices in the chamber. But at least 8 senators are apparently cheating by wearing Apple Watches. Apple Watches are able to duplicate the functions of a smartphone in many respects, including email, text messages, notifications, and even phone calls. So far, no one has called out the offenders. The Supreme Court's ban on electronics does not allow Apple Watches inside the courtroom. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
For the second time since last May, government scientists have found several active chemicals in sunscreens can soak into the bloodstream and exceed the considered safe threshold. Experts say more testing is needed to see if this does pose a health risk, and the findings do not suggest people stop using sunscreen. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.